I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. We've talked on this show about the big multi-million dollar efforts in cities across the country to combat homelessness. New York, LA, Portland. But we wanted to bring you a personal story about what being homeless feels like. Darlene Bell Grayson is an actor who moved from New York to Los Angeles, couldn't find enough work to pay the bills, and found herself without a place to live for the first time in her life.
I'm homeless. I really am homeless. But I'm not the homeless person that you see and you think is homeless. I'm not on the street. I'm not dirty. I'm not raving and needing medication. I'm not the typical face of a homeless person, but I actually am. And I don't know where I'm going to go, and I don't know what I'm going to do. It just never crossed my mind that I would ever be in a place of being without, because I had saved so much. I lived on very little when I was doing a Broadway show, and I always had it in my mind, I want to be able to make it through the lean times. So I learned from my parents budgeting very well, and my mom is really, really good with that. And so here I am. It's now June of 2012. I have no unemployment. I have no job. I have no prospects. I have no rent. I don't have family with the resources that can jump in and help me. I was just at a loss for words. And it's not because I did anything. I'm doing everything that I know to do to find work. And I'm pursuing work in avenues that I wouldn't ordinarily even go to. That I'm just trying to take care of myself and nothing's happening. When I say nothing, I had nothing. I mean, I don't have rent. I don't have food. I had nothing. And then I got very sick out of nowhere. I got a job, and then I wasn't able to start the job because then I got shingles. So now I'm contagious to some people that haven't had chickenpox. I can't look for work for a month. I got behind on my rent. I have never missed my rent in my adult life. And at that point, I had been on my own for 20 years, a little over 20 years. I've never been late for my rent. And I've got friends, but I didn't have friends that were in a position to do a whole lot. There had been another person that I didn't know really that well, but had heard that I was in a very tough time and opened her home to me. And I thought, I'll be here a maximum of 2 months. 8 months later, when I moved, but I was living on her couch for 8 months. It allowed me to, first of all, find a job, be able to save money, to get back on my feet. But the question that was always in my mind was, how did I get here? How did I become homeless? What decisions did I make on the way that led to this? I would ask other people that knew me well enough that would have an unbiased eye, and they're just as mystified. You don't realize that you look down on others that are in a hard time. It's just, it must be that they did this, this, and this. I didn't do any of those things, but life still happened to me. I never thought that I would actually say this. I wouldn't have changed it. I don't regret having gone through it. I will grow from it, but I wouldn't change it.
Darlene Bell Grayson spoke to us in Los Angeles.